Yeah, it's time for me. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to welcome you all here to Let's Guess What the Value Might Be. That's right, we have our contestants before us. You are going to be the judges. You're going to determine exactly who is of what value and what value that might hold. Who's going to be the wheat? Who's going to be the weeds? Okay, here are our contestants. Contestant number one, this gentleman lived a number of years ago, was responsible for the deaths of nearly 750,000 people. Is that a weed or is that wheat? Tell me.
Wheat.
All right. About 100 years ago, there was an individual who gave away $9.7 billion. That's with a B, billion dollars. $9.7 billion to help and aid a world in need. Is that a weed or a wheat? There you go. You guys are good at this. And we have a gentleman who gave his life for his country. Weed or wheat? Okay. And finally, a gentleman who in his pursuit of wealth and riches eradicated the lives of 9 innocent individuals. Weed or wheat?
Weed.
There you go. If Don Pardo was here, he could tell you what your parting gifts would be, but he's not. The thing is, it's hard to determine weed or wheat. I know this because growing up, my father had a fairly extensive garden. My task was to pull out the weeds. Now, I can't remember if it was a row of beans or a row of peas. They weren't very big. They're only about this big, just coming out of the ground. But for whatever reason, they seemed very, very weed-like to me. And so I pulled them. I was instructed later on that perhaps I hadn't chosen very wisely, that I shouldn't have pulled those. But I could never really understand in those early stages which ones were which. For my father, he said, well, this is quite obvious. This is a weed, this is a wheat. Well, they're short, they're green, they're stubby. I don't know, they look the same to me. And tell them apart. Today's gospel lesson, Jesus has the parable of wheat and wheat. And in the end, we're told, well, you shouldn't pull either one of them. You let them grow together. Because from a theological standpoint, really what we find is that weed and that wheat is the same thing that represents who we are. We're both at the same time. As Luther would say, saint and sinner. Because we can't always be the wheat of this world. We find ourselves being kind of weed-like from time to time, depending on what the circumstances are, depending on what our goals might be, depending on what our attitude might be. And so we find ourselves kind of moving back and forth, being the person that God wants us to be in terms of a wheat-like individual, or sometimes turning into that weed that we know we're not supposed to be. But we find ourselves heading that direction nonetheless. And that's where the difficulty is found. Because you see, while our lives are ones in terms of our find ourselves filled with this back and forth weed to wheat sort of thing, we still nonetheless like to be the ones who sit there pointing fingers at harvest time, deciding which ones are going to be pulled and which ones are going to stay. We're the ones who like to determine who the good people are and who the bad people are. And we don't hesitate to be able to point out from time to time, well, that's really not a nice person. But the reality of our lives is of the way we act. And it's shaped around those actions. And sometimes we might find that there might be people actually pointing fingers at us, saying that maybe we should be the ones to be pulled. That's a little disturbing, isn't it? Because after all, we're good people. We're here, worshiping and praising God, doing our best to do all the right things, why on earth would anybody want to pull us? But when we look deep down into our hearts, what we understand and what we know is the reality that we aren't always the weed of the world. Sometimes we're the nastiest weeds you could ever imagine. And so when we look at today's gospel, we should feel fairly fortunate that the lesson is, well, don't pull the weeds, because you could cause a problem. Beginning of our game show here this morning, I was only talking about two people, actually. The one is President Abraham Lincoln. Because while what he did in terms of leading this country through the Civil War, he did have the opportunity just to step back and allow the country to separate and let it go at that. And so it could be argued that he had a responsibility for the 750,000 of Americans who died in that war. And the other one is really probably the biggest anomaly in humankind, at least in American history, that was Andrew Carnegie. Because he amassed a fortune that, if you turned it into dollars today, about $310 billion. And when he died, his estate was worth about $30 million. Because he had then, in turn, given away almost all of that wealth for a variety of different causes and a variety of different things. Now, it doesn't eradicate the fact of the things that he did in terms of putting down the strikers in Homestead and the deaths and the violence that took place because of that, and it didn't really have anything to do to kind of erase his record in terms of the child labor things that he did in terms of the unsafe practices and conditions and the horrible low pay that he gave people on his way to try to make himself wealthy, but nonetheless, he did give away so much for the betterment of others. Over 7,000 organs and churches, over 3,000 libraries in this country alone, Carnegie Music Hall, museums all over the place that bear his name, along with a bunch of different foundations that still exist today that since his death have given away over $2 billion. But how do we bring that together? How do we understand how someone so driven toward wealth can in the end be so generous? We really can only look at ourselves. Because while Andrew Carnegie, I think, would be the extreme version of that American dream, nonetheless, there's part of that in all of us. The drive to be able to make money, maybe not to make billions of dollars, and if you have, it's great to have you here. But nonetheless, we want to finish our lives in the black. We want to be able to get to the end of the day and know that we've made more money than we've spent. We want to be able to have a comfortable lifestyle for ourselves. We want to be able to take that which we have and to be able to use it to enrich our lives. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is what we find to be that separation of wheat and weed. The things that drive us, the things that motivate us, the things that make us who we are and what we want to do. And sometimes those things don't match up very well at all, because we are saint and sinner. We are the people who look to God for help and do the things that God calls us to do, and we are the people that are motivated by things that are very much separated from God. And yet we gather together with the understanding that that God whom we worship, that God whom we praise, that God we try to center our lives around, is that God who will offer us the forgiveness that we need. That God who can give us the motivation we need to be able to be better each and every day. But most importantly, that God who forgives us of our misdeeds and our wrongdoings. That God who encourages us to move on to be better people each and every day. That God who says, well, don't pull them out now, because we might damage the wheat with the weed. And the thing is, we aren't plants. We are simultaneously both those things at the same time. And it is our quest. It's our fervent prayer that as we grow through the days and through the years, that our wheat-like tendencies can help push down our weed-like desires. And that's why we let both grow together, knowing that we are bound together with both the sainthood of all those who have gone before us and the sinfulness that comes through this work. So we strive each and every day to be better. We work to be the people that God has asked us to be. We try to cast away our sinfulness, and we understand that when we look around at the world, that ours isn't a world that we judge, but rather a world that we encourage. That for where we see weeds, we don't go to try to eradicate them or pull them out, but rather we go to help them learn and understand that there is a better way. There is God's way. There is the way of the wheat, allowing the world to be able to grow and learn and change. Changing in a way that allows people to understand that they can make a difference. Helping the world to understand that through what God has blessed them with, they have the ability to grow and to be able to choke out the weeds of the world in terms of their own tendencies, to be able to try to strive to help the world grow, to be the place that God has intended it to be. We shall only point the fingers at us as we grow to understand who we are individually and the challenges that are set forth within the very nature of our lives. To grow to be not the weeds of the world, but the wheat that God has blessed us to be. The wheat that can feed this world. The wheat that can heal this world. The wheat that can allow this world to understand the goodness and the love that God has shared with us. And so as we go forth this day, let's go out and see what we can do to truly be part of a prosperous harvest. That as God's wheat, we can change the world around us, allowing people to know and understand that love that abides within each of us. And to use that love to be able to allow the wheat to flourish. Amen. Thank you.